Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and I'm your host for Inspire Indeed, where we are learning about community issues and the amazing nonprofit organizations that are working to address them. And hopefully, something will be shared that will inspire you to make a difference with your deeds. This show is wrapping up some discussions looking at different facets of homelessness in our community. I've spoken with Kelly Kinghorn, Director of Homeward, to talk about their convening function around homeless services. Alice Tuzion of Virginia Supportive Housing talked about their programs to house some of our region's most vulnerable homeless adults. And Kimberly Tucker of St. Joseph's Villa talked about solutions for families experiencing homelessness. Last week, Karen Stanley and Bob talked about programs related to employment and recovery from substance abuse at Caritas and The Healing Place. This afternoon, you'll get to hear from a nonprofit originally formed to serve homeless in Richmond, but provides services that now benefit a population far beyond that original target client base. The Daily Planet has become the place for many people across the community to access affordable health care. Maureen Neal, Chief Operating Officer of Advancement, and Dr. Lisa Price-Stevens, Medical Director of the Daily Planet, are here today to share more about the services they provide and the patients they serve. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Maureen, why don't you start by giving our listeners a sense of what happens under the roof of the Daily Planet on any given day?
Certainly, thank you. As you mentioned, Elaine, the Daily Planet has been in business for about 43 years. We began in 1969 serving homeless youth. During that period of time since 1969 to now, our demographic of the patient that we serve has changed significantly. And today we serve about 6,000 patients for about 32,000 patient visits within our organization. We have a healthcare center located at 517 West Gray Street.
That's probably where a lot of our listeners are probably seeing that, just driving by down there.
Absolutely.
Grayson Belvedere,
near the Monroe Park campus of VCU. We provide quite a range of holistic health services. The Daily Planet's vision is that all people in the community should live stable, enriched, and healthy lives. So to that end, we provide primary health care, we provide behavioral health care, vision and dental care within our health care center on West Gray Street. All of those patients who access those services within those clinical areas have access to case management, to pharmacist services, and to dietitian services. So we really do look at the holistic health of any patient. We serve people who are uninsured or underinsured.
Okay, so these are people that really can't afford to pay the cost of their care. So how do you support the medical and other services?
Exactly. We are what's called an FQHC, a federally qualified health care center. So we receive funding from the Bureau of Primary Health Care to help support that.
That's federal funding.
Federal funding, yes. And then the remainder, well, we do receive a little bit of money from program fees. If someone comes in and they have an ability to pay, if they have some income, then they pay based upon their ability to pay on a sliding scale fee. Okay. Most of our services are not over $20 for what would be called a copay. But we certainly have a majority of the people, 86% of the people who we see are uninsured.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. So we must make up the difference in what we are receiving federally and through the small amount of program fees, and that is through contributed income from individuals, foundations, churches and civic groups, corporations, everywhere across the community.
So local support. And then do you have other community agencies that you partner with?
Yes, all those that you mentioned, Homeward, Caritas, The Healing Place, they are certainly a part of our partners. But there is what's called a healthcare safety net, and there is about seven providers within the community. There are two FQHCs, and then there are five free clinics. And as one of the seven healthcare providers, we are one of the largest providers of healthcare to the uninsured in the area.
When you say safety net, it's just a place for people that are uninsured or don't have access to healthcare otherwise, that they can go to one of those safety net providers.
That's absolutely right. Regardless of your age, regardless of your status, you can come in and be seen for services.
Great. And I know there's been a lot of talk in the media about healthcare recently, obviously, with healthcare reform. And there's also been a lot of talk about just some of the rise in chronic conditions, you know, the epidemic of obesity that we've been experiencing in our culture, and chronic illnesses like diabetes. How do you all address, you know, you're working with a homeless population, well, it's shifting to more than just the homeless population, but how do you address some of those chronic illnesses like diabetes?
I think that's Dr.
Price-Stevens, you want to jump in?
Definitely. I also want to point out that the face of homelessness has changed. You know, as I've been at the Daily Planet now for almost 2.5 years, and when I envision coming and working with the homeless, you know, we think about the folks that we do see on your street corners when you're sitting in your car and people are holding up signs, please help me, I'm out of a job, I'm out of a home. And sometimes we get the thought that that's them and not me. But as you look at your neighbors, your friends, your family members who have recently lost a home, lost a job, had a catastrophic illness, and now their bank account, their IRA, all their savings are gone, that homeless person could be you, your family member, your neighbor. And so we see people who go to work every day, but live in their car. People who take their kids to school and then are out looking for a job but don't have a place to stay. So when we go to our shelters and we see people in our clinic, these are our family members, our friends, and not just people who have been in drug or been on drugs or who have come out of jail. So the face of homelessness have changed, and we are dealing with chronic illnesses and people who have had at one point been in their doctor's offices and had insurance. So it's everybody. So this problem is not just, you know, someone else's problem. It's all of our problems. Mm-hmm. And so when we deal with these chronic diseases, we're seeing it all across the board. We're seeing, we talk about obesity and the epidemic of diabetes. And a lot of people like maybe numbers. We talk about 8.3% of Americans have diabetes. We talk about obesity being the number two cause of preventable diseases. But all you have to do is look at our kids, mm-hmm. Look at ourselves, mm-hmm. Look at our neighbors, and we see the obesity and the diabetes. And a lot of folks don't know that they have it. So we are dealing with that in very creative and very innovative ways. And one way that we are addressing this is by specialty clinics and specialty grants that we have. And one way is our Diabetes Impact Clinic. And that is a specialized clinic that we have addressed diabetes in a very innovative way. Because if you can imagine, if you're living on the street, if you're homeless or dealing with the stress of losing a job, you may not pay attention to your diabetes. It's not as simple to check your sugars or to get your medicines when you don't have money.
How do we even hang on to your supplies?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, where do you put your insulin when you don't have a place to even lay your head down, that type of thing. So we've partnered with the American Pharmacy Association. I have I call her a friend, a colleague, a partner, and when I do, Dr. Kelly Good, who's a pharmacist, who works with Virginia Commonwealth University, where we do a shared model of care with Dr. Good and I, see the patients together in the exam room. We work with our medical assistant, our nutritionist, and we do what we call wrap our arms around our diabetic patient. And we have them come in, we give nutritional classes. We are now giving them behavioral health therapy. So you can imagine if you're a diabetic and you're depressed, mm-hmm. You're going to do like most of us do, look for the comfort foods, the ice cream, the macaroni and cheese. Right. So there's no need of me increasing your insulin if you're going to be upset and eat macaroni and cheese. Maybe I don't need to grab the insulin, and I need to talk to you about how you're feeling today. So that's innovative therapy, right? So we are just encapsulating the whole being of a person in our therapy.
And you're able to do that at the Daily Planet because you have all of that under one roof.
We have all that under one roof. We have case management. We have behavioral health. We have dental services because we know the link between oral hygiene and diabetes, heart disease. We have, well, we talked about our employment services, because if you're out of a job, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you take the insulin, but you don't have the money to pay for it, I need to look at, you know, that differently.
Right.
Holistic care.
And one of the services that we offer is the community pharmacies that we operate with. We have agreements with them so that we either, if a patient has no income, we can absorb that cost of their medication, or if they have some ability to pay, then they receive the $4 formulary.
I see.
And I just wanted to kind of reiterate about the demographic of the patient that we see. Mm-hmm. It may be that it's a mom and dad who are working two and three jobs. They're working and they have rent to pay. They are housed, but they are at risk of homelessness because they're one sickness or one paycheck away from being unhoused. And so that is one of the ways that the Daily Planet can help people stay in their homes.
So you're not just serving the homeless, you're also preventing homelessness.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you also have a dental clinic, and I know that's a big need out there. And I imagine there are a lot of our listeners who could use those services, accessible dental care. How would they get in touch to make an appointment?
Sure. You can, if you have access to the internet, you can go to www.dailyplanetva.org, or you can call 804-783-2505 and access any of our services through that, whether it's dental, primary care, behavioral health, vision.
Okay, so any of our listeners that may be uninsured and in need of care could contact you and see how to get served.
Absolutely, and because the healthcare environment is the way that it is right now, don't be discouraged if there might be some waiting time, because we have a huge demand for our services. We always have, we always will, and right now with this economic turndown, our business is booming, and so we serve a lot of people.
I see.
But the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and it's true. But we ask you to hang in there with us because we hang in there with you.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Price-Stevens. That's a good point to make. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with the folks from the Daily Planet, Maureen Neal and Dr. Lisa Price-Stevens. She's the medical director with the Daily Planet. We're learning about community issues that the Daily Planet is helping to address with its work. Dr. Price-Stevens, I know you also provide some services beyond the clinics, beyond the walls of the clinic, like out in the community. You do some outreach medical clinics. Can you talk about where those are conducted and how those look?
Right. We don't have walls. Our tentacles are out throughout the community, and because we believe in meeting people where they are. And so we do a lot of outreach work. You talked about the Healing Place, which is a social detox facility, and we go there and perform, or I should say we are there for behavioral health services as well as medical services. That's one of the places where we go on a consistent basis.
So when you say behavioral health services, do you have a counselor that goes out there with you?
We have group therapy there. They're doing individual therapy there. We also are there for medical services, doing physical therapy, nutritional counseling there. So it's a partnership. It is a two-way street. They come to our facility, we go there.
I see.
Consistently.
We're trying to encourage the men who live at the Healing Place to bring their medical needs to the Daily Planet and establish the Daily Planet as their medical home.
What do you mean by medical home when you say medical home?
The concept of from, we don't like to say from cradle to grave, but, you know, we have to be real and talk about that. The old Marcus Welby, when I say Marcus Welby, sometimes people look at me like, who's Marcus Welby? And it makes me feel old. But Welby.
Yeah, I mentioned Hill Street Blues the other day. No, somebody didn't know what I was talking
what
about.
What is that? I mean, that's when you had that doctor that you knew all your life and they were there and they asked you, how's your mom? And, you know, I don't really want chickens for pay, but sometimes that's a good thing. You know, people... you know, but you know, that kind of, that person knows everything about you. They're there for you, and you can come to them, and you should come to them. And we try to give them the concept that, you know, try to come to us first instead of the emergency room all the time. And we're here for you, and let us help you with your every need. And if you're having an issue, whether it's, you know, you're feeling down and blue or you need refills on your medications or, you know, we're going to be here for you. That kind of concept for everything. Mm-hmm. This is why you should come. We're your medical home, just like your home, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, but the concept of us going to them is that these guys have been out in the street and they maybe didn't have that experience growing up or in that environment. So we had to go to them first.
Okay.
We had to go to them first and then bring them back into that concept. So that's why we're there first, and then they'll come this way. Another place that we go to is the Conrad Center, which is on Oliver Way, and that's also, I call it the old-fashioned soup kitchen, but also where the guys go for meals and also to sign up for sheltering services.
Okay.
So on Fridays, we call it the First Fridays, kind of. Mm-hmm. We go there and we interact with our medical and nursing students from Virginia Commonwealth University, teaching them public health and how to give back. So we go there on Fridays and also perform tuberculosis testing, blood pressure screening, diabetes screening. So we do that on a consistent basis, going out there. And then we also sometimes go to the shelters and do special events with Homeward. So those are things we do kind of on a regular basis. And then we have special events, such as this week we're doing the National Health Center Week. And that is a nationwide celebration for health centers. But in Richmond, we are this week doing several events. For instance, yesterday we were at Wickham Court. And we were there, and it was a wonderful event. We were outside giving sugar-free popsicles. Say that for my nutritionist, because I know you're listening. We were giving sugar-free popsicles to the children and bringing the adults there, doing blood pressure screenings, diabetes screenings. We had our spirometry out there looking at lung functions.
What's
for all the spirometry? It's a lung function test.
Okay.
Looking for all the smokers to see how your lungs doing, and do you think that cigarette you're smoking is affecting mm-hmm. your lung function, and can we help you about tobacco use cessation and stop you from smoking and that. And that mm-hmm. was really an eye-opener and really fun, because we do try to help people to stop smoking and using all tobacco products. So we did that.
And Lisa told me on the way here that a grandma came
over
today,
and she talked about her blood pressure and how she couldn't afford her medicine. So we actually brought her in as a patient today.
Oh.
So we were glad. She knows who she is. So hi there. And so then we had today we're going to Southside Child Development Center. You may say, well, why does a homeless clinic? We mostly see adults. We do see mm-hmm. some children.
Mm-hmm.
But for most part, we see adults. Why would you go over to a child development center as an outreach? Because I don't want to have to take care of them when they're sick in their body when they're adults. So we figure, let's intervene now. Let's teach them good diet. Let's try to avoid them becoming diabetics in the future and all of that while they're young. So we.
So you're working with kids at your outreach.
We're working with kids now to try to invest in the future mm-hmm. of their health for tomorrow.
Actually, we were in the school working with the teachers, the students, and their parents for about a year and a half.
For a year, investing in them.
Doing educational
future.
Services?
Educational, nutritional. We were screening for cholesterol and diabetes in those young children early on, trying to catch that early and referring them to local pediatricians and also trying to help with their parents,
mm-hmm.
Also working with them too.
The children would make healthy snacks and then give them to their parents and talk about, you know, why this fruit or this vegetable is good for you, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. Yeah, because it's you can do but so much when they are there in the school. It needs to be shared with the families
right.
as well.
And we started a garden in the school and teaching the kids how to grow their own fruit and things like that. And they can also go home and teach their parents. So we
exciting.
Did that. So then on Wednesday, we're going to go back to the Healing Place. Thursday, we're going to a shelter. And Friday back to the Conrad Center.
So
we do a lot in the community.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. And you're also doing a lot right there down on Gray Street.
Right. Yeah. Well, we bring it all back. Everything uh-huh. we do, we're passing out our car and saying, listen, let's not stop here. You're welcome to become a patient of the Daily Planet. So everything we do, I always say we bring it back to the mothership because, you know, that's where we can just continue our services.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so, but it's a good way to get, like you said, to get to those folks that, where they are.
Where they
meet
are.
Them where they are, both literally, mm-hmm. figuratively, meet them where they are.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm kind of curious, you mentioned the Marcus Welby model. Like, how did you get interested in medical care yourself?
My mother was a public health nurse. I grew up Both my parents are very into the community. I'm from the Tidewater, Virginia area. I'm an only child, but they work. And mm-hmm. so when they got off of work, which was late, they would pick me up from school and bring me back to their work. And my mother was a nurse, so I grew up in the halls of Norfolk Community Hospital.
Is that right?
So I was around it all the time. I went on health fairs with my mother. I was doing things as a young child that I probably shouldn't have been doing, sutures and stuff at the age of 9. So, I mean, it was just, I guess I could say it's in my DNA. I've always loved public health, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you found a good match at the Daily Planet.
Definitely.
She definitely has.
I have.
Now, I'm curious if you see as a physician a difference in serving the homeless population rather than maybe another more a more traditional population that you would see in a practice?
Sure. I was in private practice for almost 7 years, and I appreciate my patients. I loved what I did, but I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world. The gratitude, the making a difference, it's, you know, you just couldn't beat it for anything. These patients are just like everybody else, though. I mean, I had bankers who were my patients who didn't take their insulin, didn't follow instructions. I mean, no difference, okay? But there's just a great need. There's just such a great need. As when I was a little girl, I always said I was going to go practice in Haiti. There is no need for me to go to Haiti. I mean, you know, we need services here just like any other country. You know, mm-hmm. there is such a great need in our community right here, Richmond, Virginia, Tidewater, Virginia, Boston. There is such a great need for health care. We have epidemics, just like you talked about, obesity among our children. It's just such a great need.
Yeah, you can make a difference right here.
You can make a difference, right? I feel good about what we're doing. I mean, we feel good about what we're doing. It's not just me. It is a team approach. I mean, our nurses and assistants, our case managers, our front desk people, we do this all as a team. I have this saying, it takes a whole village just to take care of one Daily Planet patient. I couldn't do it by myself. I mean, I just couldn't do it at all.
And there are particular challenges for serving this particular population. I mean, you know, you mentioned it before, Elaine, that where are you going to store your medications, particularly if something needs to be refrigerated? You know, how do you remember to take your medications? And so that is part of the challenge of serving this different population than someone, say, who may have different resources. Also, we have a medical respite program, which is separate from our healthcare center. It's a separate facility, and that is for homeless patients who have been in the hospital, but they're well enough to be discharged, but not well enough to recuperate out on the streets or in a traditional shelter system. So we have this program, Medical Respite, where they can go into that and recuperate. You and I would be able to go home and have family around to help us recuperate.
Sure.
Someone who's living on the streets does not have that. So we provide a safe, secure environment with support to ensure proper recuperation.
And if they didn't have that access, they would just be right back in the hospital.
They would be on the street getting sicker, dying, or back into the emergency room. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that you have seen a lot of light bulbs go off with your patients and sort of some stories that you could share in terms of what a difference you've made in your patients' lives. Do you have anything that comes to mind?
Sure. I have one that we actually sent back to up to Washington, D.C. that's been posted on websites and everything, and it has to do with our Family Health History Toolkit, which is a grant from HRSA.
That's Health Resources Services Administration.
Absolutely. Thank you. And this is a project where simply you ask a person about their family history. From that, you assess their personal history and what their health risk would be. And so we have been doing this out at our outreach sites, and we asked a person at Conrad, which is one of the entries mm-hmm. into shelters, about their family history, actually what the medical assistant did, and he told her that his dad had colon cancer. And so he wasn't a patient at the Daily Planet. He had actually applied for a job and didn't get it, so went there to get a free meal. And he said that was the first time he was ever so happy he didn't get the job, because she talked to him and she said, you should come down to the Daily Planet. Dr. Stevens could help you. So she brought him down there, and I didn't know him. And he said, my dad died of colon cancer. I said, well, if your dad died of colon cancer, you probably could get it too. let's set you up for a colonoscopy. So we brought him in, did a physical on him. His physical looked great. We set him up for a colonoscopy, and he did the colonoscopy and had a mass in his colon. Never been to the doctor, never anything.
He thought he was feeling great.
He was feeling great. Physical exam was great. So we did the colonoscopy. He had the mass. It was colon cancer. And they took him for surgery. He had other lesions, had to remove most of his colon. He went to our medical respite to recover, and that was it. He wrote a long letter. We sent it up to Washington, D.C. about the project. It's now posted everywhere, and he, of course, praised the Daily Planet. We put it on our website, praised the Daily Planet, that had he not come to us, met our medical assistant, told the story, we not did the whole thing, he probably would have been dead in the next year. But it was all prevention. Mm-hmm. We talk about the Affordable Care Act and just being able to do preventive services. This guy thought he was healthy, but it was all because of the screening through this grant, through the Daily Planet, that he was able to get this test.
Yeah, really saving lives.
And it saved his life.
Yeah, that's incredible. You know? Well, we are already coming to the end of our time together. Time flies, doesn't it, when you're having fun? Before we close, though, Maureen, I hope that some people listening have been inspired to think about how they can volunteer or maybe contribute to the Daily Planet. Where could they learn more about how to do
that? Yes, absolutely. You can visit www.dailyplanetva.org, or you can call 804-783-2505 and just say that you want to contribute financially, or you would like to contribute your human resources through volunteering, and then we'll try to hook you up.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Maureen Neal from the Daily Planet, and also Dr. Lisa Price-Stevens, Medical Director at the Daily Planet. We really appreciate you spending your time sharing a little bit about your work in the community. Thanks also to Jay Westerman for engineering today's show, and Rachel, who's learning the board today too. Thanks so much. Jesse, we appreciate the work that you also do on the board down here at Volunteer Power WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name's Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on community issues through the lens of nonprofits and change makers who are working to make a difference. Hope you learned something new on the show today, that you're inspired to think about how you might make a difference with your deeds.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
Remembering Sally Ride, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. The stars in the Milky Way twinkled a bit brighter in remembrance of America's first woman astronaut, Sally Ride. She died on July 23, 2012. A statement from her company, Sally Ride Science, stated she was survived by her female partner of 27 years, Tam O'Shaughnessy. Sally met Tam when she was 12. According to Sally's sister, Bear Ride, she chose to keep her personal life private, including her final illness. Sally Ride died after a 17-month battle with pancreatic cancer. Sally strongly encouraged children to study science. In 2001, she started her own company that created entertaining science programs and publications for elementary and middle school students with a particular focus on girls. Today, two elementary schools in the U.S. are named after her. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Pat Fishback.
And you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by the Hoppy Dog, Jackson Ward's Gourmet Market at 321 Brook Road, just north of Broad Street in Richmond's downtown gallery district. The Hoppy Dog features American craft and imported beers, international wines from small family vineyards, and local and gourmet foods. Open to the public. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 9, and Sunday, 1 to 6, on Facebook and Twitter at thehoppydog.com. We thank you for listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. The time is just a minute before half past 12. Coming up next, we have Progressive Radio, so enjoy.
This is Progressive Radio, a weekly conversation hosted by Matthew Rothschild, editor of The Progressive Magazine, a leading voice for peace and social justice. For more information about Progressive Radio or The Progressive Magazine, log on to our website at progressive.org.
I'm Matt Rothschild, and welcome to Progressive Radio.